Israel, Amrim Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today, as the 12th program in our 5th anniversary series, we present The Thief and the Hangman by Morton Wishengrad, with Mel Ferrer, who is currently starring in the motion picture Lost Boundaries.
This is a story that came to me in the night. I dreamed that the seconds were spilling from the clock, and that the dead minutes were bundled into sheaves and stacked in space. And the sheaves were gathered hours, and the hours were folded years, and the years were buried deep beneath the centuries. A lonely wind came over space. No bird sang among the rushes. The tide was at the ebb, and the earth was bald where the grass had fallen out. And then I saw a man, and he made a sound.
My name is Micah.
And I knew then that it wasn't a dream. I knew that it was long ago in a kingdom far away, very long ago. So long ago that it could have been tomorrow. Micah had two arms, two legs, ears for listening, eyes for wanting, and a stomach for hungering. And while his soul hungered mightily for the Lord, his belly hungered for bread, and soul and belly joined in a prayer.
And ye shall serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless thy bread.
Micah, there is no bread. Why do you say the prayer?
Say a thing often enough, and perhaps it comes true.
Oh, no, Micah. I've lived a long time. Faith bakes no bread. Faith is only a manner of wanting. Nothing comes from wanting except more wanting.
Micah considered this for a long time, and then he considered what he would do.
I shall steal.
He said it with dignity, the way you would say, I shall go to the office. Only Micah said,
I shall steal enough to dull the hunger.
And so, very long ago it could have been tomorrow, a man named Micah stole and became a fugitive.
What business do you have waking respectable people in the dead of night?
They're after me. They've turned the dogs on me.
Turn your face to the moon.
Please let me in. Give me asylum.
Your face to the moon. You've killed a man, haven't you?
No. No, I haven't killed. I swear I'm no murderer. Will you let me in?
Tell the truth. You killed. Admit it.
Woman, if I said I killed, would you let me in?
That depends on whom you killed. Who was it?
No one. I told you, I'm not a murderer.
Then what are they after you for?
I stole.
You're a thief.
Yes, I'm a thief. Will you give a thief asylum?
And be robbed in my own house?
You said you would have let me in if I killed someone.
I said it would have depended. It would have...
They're coming closer. Every man alive was once born. Even a thief was once born. Help me.
I don't let thieves into my house.
Someday you'll want mercy for yourself.
Maybe. But is it likely that I'd ask a thief for mercy?
If you won't grant asylum, if you won't let me in, tell me what to do. At least do that.
All right. If I were in your place...
Yes?
If I were in your place, I believe I would run very fast.
There is a crime here beyond theft and beyond flight. The crime is poverty. The crime is homelessness. The crime is the necessity for supplication. Micah ran on two criminal legs through the night, and he ran to the top of a mountain. This was an error, for it is at the top of a mountain that all paths unite. And here his pursuers found him.
All right. Come down from that rock, Micah. Someone take a stick and quiet the mongrels. Micah, it's no use. You're surrounded. You can't go higher. You've got to come down. Be sensible, Micah.
The dogs will tear me to pieces.
They will if I tell them to.
Will you tell them to?
Maybe yes. Maybe no. I'm an officer of the law.
What does that mean?
Micah, every man after the pain of his birth puts his fate in the hands of the law for maybe yes and maybe no. Come on down and take your chances, Micah.
I'll have to jump.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to jump. Quiet the mongrel. Someone will bash his skull in. Get up, Micah.
I believe my ankle is broken.
Get up, Micah. There, you see? When one leg is useless, it is still possible to stand on the other. Kindly raise your hands. Sergeant, inform the prisoner that we are on King's business and that we are accustomed to having our commands obeyed.
Hands over your head.
I have no weapons.
Still higher.
When you're balancing on one leg, it's a difficult position.
That's the trouble with illegal action, Micah. It always puts you in a difficult position. Sergeant, bind the prisoner's hands over his head.
Yes, sir.
Where are you going to take me?
To a place where you will see, and then you will not see. It's a riddle, Micah.
I stole flour and salt to make bread.
Hangman's bread. That is the law, Micah. In this kingdom, theft is punishable by hanging. Sergeant, carry him away.
They pronounced him guilty, then they tried him. Such was the jurisprudence of the kingdom. But it wouldn't have mattered since Micah readily admitted his theft. The king pronounced the sentence.
Death by hanging. I commend you to God's mercy.
The prisoner will bend his head.
Bend your head, Micah. The executioner is waiting.
I should like to say something first.
No more than right. You're entitled to it.
May I speak?
After the noose is fixed. Bend your head for the hangman.
It's difficult to speak when a noose is tight around your neck.
No self-pity, Micah.
Thank you. The noose. Speaking is hard this way.
The executioner waits. Say what you have to say.
I wish to say a few words about hunger and poverty. My name is Micah. I think that means, who is like the Lord. In a sense, every man is named Micah, for every man is of the Lord. But then why are we poor and hungry if we are made in the divine image? Because we lose our divinity. Because we're always so busy turning over rocks and looking for grubs to stuff in our mouths. How can a man be divine if he has to spend so much of his time trying to outwit his belly? Can you tell me?
Why don't you ask the Lord? You'll see him before I will. Tighten the noose, hangman.
But I haven't finished. I wanted to...
Sergeant, signal the drummer.
Drummers!
What are you waiting for?
The law clearly stipulates that a doomed man has the right to make a statement.
He made a statement.
It might come to the highest court. They might rule that he didn't finish his statement.
He'd be dead, wouldn't he, finished?
Personally, I'm inclined to agree with you, but you can never tell about the highest court. If you have no objections, I'd like to loosen the knot and hear what else he has to say.
It's a waste of time.
Not his time. Thank you very much. How is that, Micah? Better? You have a chance to finish.
Thank you very much. Could you unbind my hands?
Out of the question.
There's something in my pocket. How am I going to get it out?
This pocket.
If you please.
It's nothing but a seed.
That's right. We're waiting, Micah.
Before I die, it's my only request. Before I die, I want to plant this seed. It's important.
We'll require a better reason than that.
There is only one seed like that in all the world. My father gave it to me. It is the seed of the tree of life, the mystic tree called Chaim. Even in death, a man wants to leave life behind. It isn't a great thing to ask. Let me put the seed into the ground.
Micah, you are the only seed that will be put into the ground. The request is denied. Hangman, proceed.
The drums rolled, the noose was tightened, and Micah faced eternity with an implanted seed in his hand. The hangman, his fingers clenched tightly about the rope, studied the doomed man. And then, unaccountably, his fingers unclenched. The rope went slack. The drums ceased rolling. And for at least a moment, Micah was born again in travail, as he had been born once before in travail. The hangman smiled a self-conscious smile.
It's because I'm rather fond of trees.
You've lost your mind. Let's hang him and let's go home.
I never heard of a Chaim tree. Did you, officer?
Start the drum roll!
Drum roll!
You're being unreasonable. Trees are very nice things. I have a personal interest in trees. Figure it out. No trees, no place to hang people from. If people don't get hanged, what does society come to? Practically an end to law and order.
Stop the drum roll.
Stop the drum roll!
You might as well start it again.
What's that?
I can't plant it. I just remembered.
Micah, this is a fine time to tell us. What did you remember?
I am unclean. It's impossible for me to plant the seed of the tree of life with unclean hands. Life depends on hands that are clean. Mine aren't.
They're cleaner than mine.
Hangman, you don't understand. My hands are stained with theft. I can't plant the seed.
I order you to plant the seed.
You can't. I've stolen. A man who has stolen is forbidden to plant the seed of life. If I obey you, the tree will wither, and my soul will go to hell. You had better hang me. Unless, hangman, you haven't stolen. You can plant the seed.
That's right. I could.
What are you waiting for, hangman? Well, take it and plant it.
Yes, hangman.
What's stealing?
Taking something that doesn't belong to you. Like my life.
I was afraid of that.
I didn't mean to embarrass you.
No hard feelings, but I get the point. Officer, I believe you'll have to plant the seed.
Why me?
You're an officer of the law. You haven't stolen. Go ahead. Plant the seed.
Micah, how many kinds of law are there?
Why, you told me yourself. There's maybe yes, and there's maybe no. It's all right. In fact, it's praiseworthy to uphold the maybe yes kind of law.
But the maybe no kind?
Bad laws. Bad laws are like stealing people's liberty.
Hangman, do you want to reconsider?
Oh, no. You can plant the seed.
We're not going to start that all over again. Look here, Micah, don't go away.
I can't go very far. My ankle's broken. Besides, there's a noose around my neck.
Fine, fine. Stay right here. I'm going to inform the king. This looks like something for him to settle. The king will tell us what to do.
Micah and you and every man. We all wait, balanced on one leg, a noose around our necks for the judgment of the king. From the day of birth, the noose is there and judgment impends. And only those who are never born are never judged by their fellow men or by their king. They came, the officer of the law and the pursuer of men, the ministers of the realm, and the king. Micah waited while the king was apprised of the problem.
You say it is truly the seed of the mystic tree Chaim, the tree of life.
Yes, your majesty.
And it may be planted only by one with clean hands, one who has not stolen, never stolen.
That is correct, your majesty.
Chamberlain.
Your majesty.
You are the treasurer of the kingdom. You are the man who holds our highest regard and confidence. You shall plant the seed.
No, sire.
Are you a thief, sir?
Your majesty, I cannot answer.
Are you an embezzler?
No. I have never touched a coin of the taxes I have collected.
Then you are not a thief.
Micah, does his majesty speak the truth?
No, chamberlain. For you have taxed for maybe yes, and you have also taxed for maybe no. And the things for which you have falsely taxed have falsely taken the bread from the mouths of the poor.
Your majesty, I cannot plant the seed. I am a thief.
Sire, let Micah be hanged and be done with it.
No. It is important that the tree of life be planted. Citizens, is there any among you who has never stolen? Let him come forward now and plant the seed of the mystic tree Chaim. I ask for an honest man. Let him come forward.
There isn't anyone, your majesty. Shall I go ahead with the hanging?
Wait. Hangman, is there one man in the kingdom who has never stolen?
Only one, your majesty.
Good. Name the man and you shall be rewarded.
Yourself, sire. A king does not need to steal. Your hands are clean, sire. You are the one to plant the seed.
Micah.
Yes, your majesty.
Give me the seed. I shall plant it.
Do you wish to?
You question my right?
I question the cleanliness of your hands.
A king is not a thief.
A king is a ruler. A ruler is one who holds power.
Say what you mean, Micah.
You are a thief, sire.
You will die twice for that.
Every man with power over his fellow man steals from his fellow man. Each man is an absolute end in himself. Who appointed you? Appointed you divinely with power over the plenty, the hunger, the life, the death of men conceived equally in the womb and destined equally for the worm. Your majesty, who made you arrogant? When you are subject to God as I am subject and the hangman is subject? Your majesty was given power to serve man. But your majesty stole power to rule men. And your majesty is a thief.
Hangman, plant the seed.
I cannot, Your Majesty. I have stolen life.
Officer of the law, plant the seed. It is my command.
Sire, I dare not. I uphold some good laws, but also bad laws, and bad laws are thievery. Bad laws steal man's freedom.
Chamberlain, it is your turn again.
I am an old man, Your Majesty. Age grants certain privileges and confers certain immunities, but no immunity from falsehood and no privilege of silence in the presence of truth. Your Majesty, we cannot plant the seed of life. You and I, all of us, we have stolen. We can never make reparation. Our hands are not clean.
Micah, is this what you wanted? I'll say it. The hangman is a thief. My law officers are thieves. My treasurer is a thief, and I am a thief. Answer, Micah, because on your answer hangs your life. Micah, what is your answer?
I will answer. I will answer not for myself. I answer for those like me. They are many times dead. They are many times unborn in death and in life. They are the poor and the hungry.
Micah, answer for yourself.
Your Majesty, tax collectors, law officers, hangmen of society, I, Micah, I stole because I was hungry. Why did you steal?
Didn't answer, for there was no answer. Micah had sinned and knew that he had sinned, and Micah would be punished. But the king had sinned, and the officer of the law had sinned, and the hangman had sinned. And for once, society knew that it should also be punished. But when society plays the hangman, who is the hangman's hangman? This is a question for you and for me. For all men who balance on one leg with a noose around their necks. It is only a story. It belongs to the spilling seconds and the dead minutes that lie buried under a space of time. It happened long ago. Very long ago. So long ago, it could have been tomorrow.
Like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Israel S. Chipkin, Vice President of the Jewish Education Committee, New York City, and Vice President of the American Association for Jewish Education. Dr. Chipkin.
The legend we have just heard so ably dramatized is indeed a gem. Its inspiring, lustrous qualities emanate from the compressed wisdom of years buried deep beneath the centuries and find their radiant source in the divine teachings of the Bible. Through thunder and lightning, man heard the voice of God saying, "Thou shalt not kill." And when the first man killer slew his brother, God cursed him forever. "Vengeance is mine and recompense," sang Moses of God to the children of Israel. Compassion is his attribute, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving transgression and sin. Thus he sends the unwilling Jonah to Nineveh to cause its dwellers to return from their evil ways. And when they do, God repents of the punishment promised against them. It is Jonah the man that remains angry. Not judgment of, but justice to one's fellow man is what God seeks. "What doth the Lord require of thee?" asks Micah the prophet. "Only to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." Micah, the hero of our story, seeks not only to stay the hand of the hangman, but to place in it a seed of life. Micah, the prophet, offers humanity a vision of the United Nations when God will sit in judgment. Nations will know war no more. Today, out of the great travail of humanity, a United Nations was born, and the seeds of atomic power placed in its hands. Will that seed be planted for life or destruction? The fear of doom possesses the nations. The hangman of society threatens. But there arises in our midst the sage of the 20th century, Albert Einstein, to teach us that all nature's forces are related and that this universe is one, even as Abraham of old discovered that God is one. Would that Micah would arise today to remind us again that all men are brethren and that God alone shall decide concerning mighty nations afar off.
Thank you, Dr. Chipkin. Today's dramatization starred Mel Ferrer as Micah in The Thief and the Hangman by Morton Wishengrad, based on an ancient fable of the Yemenite Jews. Alexander Skourby was the narrator. The music was composed by Morris Mamorsky and conducted by Milton Catins. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. The production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. The program appears under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Mel Ferrer appeared through the courtesy of RKO Pictures, producers of Holiday Affair. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.